historically, rowing has been on the river for over a century. The first Yale-Harvard crew race was 1855 in the Springfield area. So the increased investment in Northampton, Holyoke, and Springfield in rowing is really exciting.
What are we seeing specifically in those areas? New clubs and that sort of activity?
It is. So you'll see in Northampton, they are in the process of building a tremendous new facility, putting a lot of money into what will be a state-of-the-art, year-round, multi-use facility right on the Connecticut. The Holyoke Rose program has been around strong since 2000, and they're continuing to reach out to all different types of folks, some of those who've rowed a long time, some of those who've never been in a rowing scull or a kayak ever. And then in Springfield, at the Pioneer Valley Riverfront Club, they are taking over, or have taken over, the old Bassett Marine facility that was a commercial facility, but originally it was built as a rowing club back in the turn of the century. So they're rehabilitating that site and putting a lot of investment and energy and heart right down on the river in downtown Springfield.
Why this renewed interest in rowing on the Connecticut River?
I think it's one way to be out on the water, and I think these clubs recognize that there's a long tradition of rowing as a terrific sport. It's a great way to get in touch with the river because, boy, you're right at water level when you're in a scull rowing along the river. And I think they also recognize that it's not just rowing, it's paddling and getting out on the water. And it's a tremendous way to work as a team if you've got a 2 or a 4 or 8 person shell. That's a tremendous experience working together to do that. So it's got a lot of appeal, and I think the history up and down the river. I mean, if you go up into New Hampshire, there's tremendous rowing clubs and programs at the high school and community level up in New Hampshire and Vermont, and as well as down in Hartford along the Hartford Riverfront. So it's a historical tradition that's continuing to grow.
And would you expect to see that type of activity that you described in Hartford and up in Vermont occur here in the Pioneer Valley stretch of the Connecticut River?
Absolutely. You have the 5 colleges. UMass has also built a new boathouse right in Hadley. Mount Holyoke has a brand new facility. Amherst College is expanding its rowing programs. So it's growing and growing. It's been here, and it's continuing to achieve more popularity, and people are recognizing it's a great way to be on the river.
I assume one reason why there's more focus on recreational activity on the Connecticut River is because the river's gotten a whole lot cleaner recently, correct?
Absolutely, and that's what we're also celebrating. At the council, we really like to shine a light and let folks know about the good work that everyone's doing. And so the municipalities in the Pioneer Valley have sunk hundreds of millions of dollars into improving their treatment plans and getting rid of sewer overflows from rainfall events. 5 towns have gotten rid of pipes that discharge untreated sewage during rainfalls. They're gone. 17 miles of the Chicopee River is absent any of those pipes anymore. Communities are making terrific strides in reducing that type of runoff, and the river is much cleaner as a result. You know, we're facing back to the rivers again, which is terrific.
Now, your organization is holding its annual meeting this weekend. Tell me about that.
Sure. We're having it at the Pioneer Valley Riverfront Club on Sunday, and we have field trips starting at 11 and running through the midday. And then in the afternoon for a couple hours, we're going to celebrate the municipalities and the work they've done, as well as the terrific work that these 3 rowing clubs are doing right here in the Pioneer Valley. We want people to know about their good work and recognize that, you know, to make a vibrant community and a vibrant river, it takes a whole lot of investment and a whole lot of heart and energy and people willing to take a chance. We want to celebrate that.
So for people who want to find out more about the rowing activities and maybe some other recreational activity that might be available along the banks of the Connecticut River, this would be a good event to go to on Sunday.
Absolutely. We'd love to have folks. It's a free event. There are field trips before, and then there's a celebration for a couple hours in the afternoon right there at the Pioneer Valley Riverfront Club. So if they'd like information, they can go to ctriver.org www.ecoregroup.org on the internet and find information under the events section.